Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, network with fellow cattlemen, check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at OK Cattlemen.
And today's livestock futures finished higher on both live cattle and feeder cattle. The August were up $1.57 at $134.50. The October live is up $1.47 at $139.95. We did bounce today. It was somewhat of an inside day here. If you look at the Octobers, we were just barely higher than yesterday's high, and we're still below the moving average. But overall, it seems like the market and participants think the market can rally. Just the idea of this inflation that we've seen over the last couple of 6 months or so, and box beef prices being higher, etc. A lot of people looking for it to go back at least to the 143 high set in the middle part of June. So time will tell. Feeder cattle today were up as well, not as much as the live cattle, but August were up 60 at 173.30. September feeders up 97 at 177.07. October's up $1.40 at 180.37. November's up $1.47 at 182.50. And then lean hogs really caught a bid today. July, the front month, up $1 at 113.15. The August up $3.25 at 109.20. One thing to note is midday box beef prices were sharply higher. The choice was $3.58 higher at $268.24. Select up $2.05 at $241.92. The choice select spread currently $26.32.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, is the low end after this commodity collapse has really not just been the grains, but across the board, crude oil, stock market, all the grains, of course, cotton, all been lower the last couple of weeks. And today we found a little bit of solid ground, it seems. Corn ended up just slightly higher, up anywhere from 5 to 8 cents. The soybeans are up 4 to 8. The Chicago wheat still down 2 to 10. Kansas City down about 10. September Kansas City down 10.5 at 851. Now the high at the middle part of May was somewhere around $13.60. So $5 from the high to now in about 45 days. So huge giant sell-off in the wheat market. Cotton, similar action here today. December closed to 88.61, down 487. Back in middle part of May, it went up to on May 17th, it went up to 133.79. So about $45 sell-off from the high to the low in that same time period. So really disappointing markets. But today, corn was higher, beans were higher, wheat still down. Here late in the day, the stock markets rallied back. The September Dow is up 240 points, 31,173. The S&P is up 360. Crude oil is still down 80 cents per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.